Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Packers Bears Week. Ooh, you can cut the tension with a knife. I mean, like a butter knife. And you don't even need a knife.
You can cut it in my house.
You still having fights over this?
Well, it's still the house divided. We have a flag now that says house divided.
Okay. Hard to care about these two teams. We'll continue this in a second, but first we must dance. Goodbye, baby. Yes, I'm going. I don't want to start cursing on the radio, but here on a Friday morning, the F and the S word are both occurring right outside my window. I'm talking about flakes and snow. It is snowing for the first time in this winter of 2017. I know it's not winter yet, but doesn't make any difference. It's 22 degrees. They might be saying, Steve, perk up. It'll be 50 next Wednesday. Okay.
All right. Good.
But the good times are over, kids. See you next April.
You know, don't say that. We played golf.
I don't like winter.
Remember we played golf one Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, but I don't like winter. I know you're saying, well, then why do you live here? Well, this is where the show is.
Yeah.
And I like Chicago. And I like the city. And I like the people. I like the area. I just would like it to be more San Diego-like. Hey, let's do the top six at six right now.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
With the top six at six. Sponsored by American Weathermakers, the home of the 60-Minute Man.
Before I say this, I should say this. You want to be Lou Manfredini's first caller, 312-981-7200. Lou's first call coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes. And we have prizes for you. Wind chill, item number one, wind chills to hit single digits this morning with some snow and then gradually warming over the weekend. Look, it's November 10th. It's November 10th. I mean, come on. It's going to happen. Happens every year at this time. It's fine. Next. No, not that. The paper. Give me some paper. There you go. Former Chicago sketch performers are now among the women accusing Louis C.K. of sexual misconduct. You all might not know who Louis C.K. is, but he is the most bankable comedian right now. He's big money. He is a guy that sells out Madison Square Garden, and he is a very funny guy, very dark guy, but a very funny guy. Again, like Kevin Spacey and others, and certainly Harvey Weinstein, there have been rumors about Louis C.K.'s behavior for years, but now five women have stepped forward to say that he forced them to watch him touch himself.
Including two from Chicago.
Including those two sketch players I just mentioned. So it's another ugly story. Caused him to cancel his movie premiere last night. And also was caused Netflix to consider pulling five different shows that he's involved with that they partner with on him, but they haven't made a final decision on that. Next. The senator from Alabama, or the man that wants to be, Roy Moore, has been the number one story for the most part for the last 24 hours. This guy who said that gay behavior, homosexual sex should be illegal. And this is a guy who's been pulled from his judgeship in Alabama, was pulled twice. He's another rules don't apply to me guy. And you should live your life the way I tell you to live, not the way you choose to live it. He is now stands accused by three different women, at least, though there are more, in a story that is sourced by 30 different people. A 14-year-old, 35 or 40 years ago, 14-year-old was at a custody hearing with her mother. Roy Moore at the time was assistant DA. The woman was concerned, the mother of the 14-year-old was concerned about leaving her in the hallway alone while she went into the courtroom. Assistant DA Moore said, oh, I'll keep an eye on her, ma'am. Got her phone number, allegedly hooked up with her after that on a couple of occasions. The report is quite graphic, as you've probably seen in the news, as to what happened after that. And the 14-year-old is now talking after being approached on multiple occasions by the Washington Post and other news outlets. I would just say the same thing I'd say about the Louis C.K. stuff, about all of it. What do these women have to gain by making it up? Are any of you watching The Real Victims of Bill Cosby on cable? Are you wearing Jennifer Flowers perfume? Are you wearing designer clothes from this victim or that victim? How are they profiting? Why would these women come forward and make these stories up?
No reason to.
They wouldn't.
Nope.
So whether or not Roy Moore gets elected in Alabama remains to be seen. That special election is still a month away. Next. We're not going to let the United States be taken advantage of anymore. That's what President Trump told a meeting of Asia-Pacific leaders in Vietnam today. Again, we're just so glad he finally got to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. With his bone spurs, the fact that he could get to Vietnam, it's terrific for him, especially on this Veterans Day weekend. He will be home soon. Thank goodness I've missed him. President Trump so far has behaved, for him, quite presidentially on this trip. But I'm not counting him out yet.
It's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet. And finally, this. Along with Veterans Day being tomorrow, welcome back to you.
Thank you very much.
How was your Vegas trip?
It was very nice. Actually, in Vegas this weekend, it's the first outdoor event since the shooting a month ago. It's called the Vegas Rock and Roll Marathon, and everybody's preparing for that, so there's a lot of
that's
security.
This weekend?
Yeah, that's this weekend, and just a big show of solidarity. The Vegas Strong signs are hanging from all the hotels.
How about the fact that we still don't know why the guy did it?
And that is still, by the way, Steve, a crime scene. You know, when we walk past the Mandalay Bay, the tape is still all up.
In the open area where the concert took place?
Yeah, it's very eerie because obviously it's right across the street from where it happened.
Well, they have to literally investigate every square inch of the place.
Yeah. But it was very nice to get away. That very, very
amazing.
In Vegas, just a very sense of togetherness. You know, there's very sense of community, all the dealers and all of the
how much money did you leave there?
About $100. Not too much.
Did you win at all?
No. I won, then I lost.
Did you go to any shows?
I did. I saw the O Show for the very first time at the Bellagio.
The Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
So they're naked on that show, is that right?
No, that's the other one.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's the Zumanity Show.
I didn't want you to get, you know, corrupted by Vegas.
No, I didn't.
Did anything happen in Vegas that you left in Vegas?
Just money.
Okay. Top 6 brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men, 619 Mary, and then Lou. First caller is Mike in Round Lake. We'll get to you next, Mike. Here's Mary.
Paid for by American Action Network.
Make Sundays your official night to tour the city, watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
It's Lou's First Call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran, brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time of the show.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
All right, good. Sandra was telling me yesterday she had to tuck in her grill. And
excuse me?
No, that wasn't it. What'd you have to do? What was your thing? Turn your microphone on, too, because I don't know where your microphone is. I don't know anything.
I had to put the patio furniture
on. Oh, that was it.
Oh,
that was it.
Last year, Dave Ennett and I missed putting them on ahead of the first snow.
Oh.
And then our first snow was so cold that the snow stayed on it for like 2 weeks or something.
Oh,
that's what that buy the yard stuff that Lou Hawks is good.
Right. That's right.
Just
leave it out. You don't pay her enough.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
This is true.
Hey, easy. Let me say it.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
So I told Dave yesterday in the studio, I'm like, we have to go home and put our patio furniture on because there might be, or it covers.
Wait, are you living with Dave now?
No, but we live.
They're
by
birds
each other.
Of the same feather.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So the text question of the day, and it goes to what Lou does. What's a worst end of the season task? The stuff you're doing now. Here's mine. I got a big old barbecue.
Yeah, don't put it away.
It's on the patio in the back.
Yeah, he said this last year too. I remember.
And I dragged it back to the garage, and it weighs about 14,000 pounds.
Why don't you just put a cover over it?
Well,
don't you grill in the winter? Oh my gosh,
I never grill.
Oh my gosh,
we grill year round.
We grill year round.
No,
really?
Well, then come to my house and grill.
Okay, and help you
because I'm not standing out there. Well, we used to have a deck, and we tore the deck out and put a patio in.
Oh, nice!
And the patio's great, but to move the, you know, you need to invent, Lou, because there are people that need to move their grills, and you need to move it across the lawn.
Sure.
You know those things that you move furniture with, those sliders.
Oh yeah,
you need those to get across.
You need the
grass.
Forearm forklift.
What's the forklift?
The forearm forklift.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Giant strap that you
put. I'm not going to pick up a 500-pound grill with that.
The movers can.
But with the forearm forklift, it's a piece of cake. And by the way, I'm glad you did a patio because there's a thing at WGN with morning hosts and grills and decks. It's not a good combination.
Yeah. Well, let's have a Spike.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Amber from Spike's Grill gets through the slats on a hot summer situation.
Right, while he's on a boat.
Fire. Did you cover your furniture yet, Lou?
I already put it away.
You put yours away, too. See, it's the worst. It's
I have to tell you, it really is a pain. And we live in the city, and so, like most people, you don't have a ton of room for that stuff. And I thought I was going to be able to fit. We have a little attic space above our garage, and I couldn't get it to fit, and then I had to work to get it underneath the porch.
Lou couldn't get it to fit?
Yeah. No.
So Lou can't get it to fit.
He built a room for it.
And, of course, the kids aren't around to help you.
None of my kids are around. I have four children. None of them are around.
And the reason you have four, the reason you have four is not because you love kids and you want to have a big family.
I need help
to do stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I'm busy.
I do something.
Oh, I'm in New York. Oh, I'm in Colorado.
I do something you might want to try. I switch the furniture out. I put the TV room, family room furniture outside for the winter. So it's kind of
fun. The switchover. Right. That's like the clothes switchover.
Right. It's kind of fun. Right. It's kind of fun. I suggest it. our friend Paul Coit was on the other day.
I heard him.
And he has some questions for you. Before we get to those, let's go to Mike in Round Lake. Mike in Round Lake, what is your question for Lou? You're the first caller.
I got a couple. Quick questions.
I don't know that we're allowing follow-ups, Mike. It depends on the quality of your first question, but fire away.
All right. I'm remodeling my bathroom first week of December. I got to tile the floor. It's a concrete floor. It's on a slab. Do I have to put Red Guard down?
You mean like a Schluter floor wrap, something like that?
The one at the big box store comes in a can. It's like a paste.
Here's what I would do.
Pause for a second.
Yeah.
If anyone has any idea what Lou and the caller Mike
Schluter?
Are talking about,
Schluter is a type of floor underlayment, which is really nice for tile. On your slab, if it were me, this is what I would do. I would thin set mortar some chicken wire, honest to goodness, chicken wire onto that slab, and then I would also put an electric floor heater on that slab. It's the single best thing you can do in a bathroom and heat that floor. And you apply this heated floor material down on top of that chicken wire that's on top of the concrete. Then you thin set mortar over that, and then you lay your tile. And when you come in the morning and that floor is nice and warm, it is the greatest feeling in the world.
Okay.
All right, so I'm pretty excited about the answer. And for that,
we're
going to give you April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air on your smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. How long have you listened to the show, Mike?
I listen probably for 13 years now.
Fantastic. I've only been back for four. Now, I will, however, give you...
I listened to WGN for 13 years.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll give you the follow-up now. What's your other question for Lou?
It's a stupid technique. I have to do drywall. Is there a way to learn how to tape? That's my least favorite thing to do.
Yeah. Certainly there's a ton of videos you can find on YouTube. But the trick with this when it comes to taping is everybody puts too much mud on the wall initially. Use fiber mesh tape, which is self-sticking. That'll save you a step. So when you go over the seams, make sure that you get the drywall as flat as possible and line up the seams. On the drywall, when you hang it, make sure you're up at least a half an inch from the bottom of the floor. Don't let the drywall touch the floor. And then just put a thin layer on there. Even when you think, oh, I could put a little more, it'd look better. Just do that. Thin layers getting wider with every coat that you do after it dries, which is typically overnight.
Thank you, Mike, for the phone call. And now live from London on tape. Give me cut two, if you would. Cut two.
Wow.
Live from London on tape, Paul Coit has a question for Lou in his proper British accent.
How can I remove hair straightener burns from a sink countertop?
Would it be different in Europe to do this, Lou, first off?
No, well, the only difference is that the hair straighteners run on 220 volts instead of 110.
Bring your adapter.
If it's a plastic countertop that he has, there's no way to get it out, even in England.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Cut one is a follow-up from Paul, if you wouldn't mind taking another question from Paul in his proper British accent.
We have a fiberglass front entry door which is currently stained. We would like to paint it. What would the process be?
Use a...
Wait, are you going to describe the process right now?
Yeah, the process.
All right, please describe the process.
You would take... you would use a stripper. Well, actually, just use a sponge.
Does it have to be a stripper? Or could you hire anybody?
You could hire anybody.
Okay.
I don't know what they call them in England. Anyway, mm-hmm. You would use a sponge sander to mm-hmm. go up and down on the grain to take the mm-hmm. sheen off of the stain,
yeah.
and then use a paint and primer in one, exterior paint, on that door. First coat... Let it dry, lightly sand it again, and then second coat, and you're done.
Texter says, how can I fix foundation cracks from the inside of my house? I don't know. Well, you mean the cracks are in the inside?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you were to hire somebody like
well, how do you know they're there?
Well, maybe that's not an unfinished basement.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So PermaSeal will fix cracks from the inside using a polyurethane injection, but they actually get that to go through the crack and actually bond the concrete together. You at home don't have the same kind of options because that kind of equipment is just not available to the average person. The only thing you can try and do if you really want to do it yourself, there's a product called hydraulic cement, which you mix with water, that is a self-sealing concrete that may, and the operative word is may, help slow down the water.
One more texter, 269. Hey, Lou, Sidewinder or Worm Drive?
The Worm Drive is the saw that built America, but you'll have an arm like Schwarzenegger when you're done using it.
Yeah. Register those guns.
Yeah. It's your right arm to be way bigger than your left. Hey, Lou, before we go, I'd like you to wish a happy 20th anniversary to Mary Vanneveld and Andrea. Mary's was like 2 weeks ago. We blew it and missed it.
It was in Labor Day. It was longer than that.
Like 6 months ago, we missed it.
That's amazing. Okay. Both of you, happy anniversary.
And Andrea's was when?
November 8th.
November 8th.
Wow. November 8th. Yeah, by the way, thank you guys for talking about it. My phone was blowing up.
Yeah, we celebrated for you.
Yeah, Andrew. Thank you. It was so nice.
We also have 20th anniversary cookies, which is more than we had for Mary. So, Mary,
Mary, you can have one of my cookies.
Mary, we're going to make you a cake next week.
You are?
Wait a minute. Mary, can you make you the cake? Because Mary's the resident baker.
I'm going to make the cake. Mary's going to make her own cake.
You're going to make a cake?
I'll make your cake.
I'm going to make a cake.
Thank you, Mary. I'll make you one,
I'm going to make a cake from scratch for you, Mary.
You are?
Yep.
So, Mary, I'll have the backup one ready to go.
Like a box? A box?
No, from scratch. I'm going to go out. I'm going to find a chicken.
Oh.
I'm going to raise the chicken, have the chicken have eggs.
Although,
and I'm going to use the eggs to make the cake stuff.
You got
to
give yourself some credit because you bragged about your Oreo balls. And you brought No, remember Lou?
And again, if you have this problem, go to a clinic.
You brought in delicious Oreo cookie balls for Christmas last year.
Well, that was 2 years ago, but I didn't make them last year.
Not a fan.
Oh yeah,
of mine or in general?
No,
yours are tasty.
Of Oreo, of cookie balls.
Cookie balls.
Okay, because you haven't had mine.
No,
you know what they say in the baking industry?
Just,
you haven't had Oreo balls till you've had mine.
That's what they say?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh, God.
It's out there. What are you doing on TV?
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Actually, we have a really nice segment. I worked with the Blackhawks and WGN-TV.
Okay.
You know, they had a wonderful veterans salute last Sunday at the United Center, which was really quite moving.
Okay.
They honored these veterans. They put a carpet out and brought out something like 20 or 30 World War II veterans onto the ice.
God bless.
Accompanied by current active service members. So
that's
it was quite moving.
That's very cool.
And then we honored a Vietnam veteran, and I went to his house and did a few projects around their house, and that's going to air this morning.
Nice.
It was really something else. And the individual, he either got 3 or 4 Purple Hearts. This gentleman during Vietnam got injured and then kept going back to serve his country.
Wow.
It's really quite an amazing story.
Nice. Well, good of you to do it, too. Yeah. All right. Go do your TV.
Love you.
He'll be on the radio.
Love
you back.
Your Oreo cookie.
Yeah. No, you don't. You'll be on the radio tomorrow with us, of course, because, you know, we made Lou. I don't know if you know that about us.
Yeah.
Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It program every Saturday morning. It's American Weathermakers, the 60-Minute Men that bring you all of this. And we'll come back with the big story in just a moment. Andrea's back. Everybody's anniversaries are happening. It's crazy around here. And it's Veterans Day tomorrow. Thank you all for your service and your families for your sacrifice. 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Got a great Veterans Day story for you now. It's 647. And Mary, I'll update you traffic here in just a second. By the way, Mary, I think next, I don't know what day, but next week, one day, will be your makeup 20th anniversary show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we going to combine the two then?
What do you mean?
What's today then?
With Andreas.
No, Andreas is today.
Oh, Andreas is today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Come down and get a cookie.
Okay.
Yeah. We have the budget here knows no
ends.
By the
way, thank you guys for talking about it the other
day.
What do you mean? On the actual day, on November 8th.
So we celebrated then, too.
That was cool because my phone was blowing up from Vegas, and then I thought, should I call in? Should I not?
I wouldn't call in.
I didn't want to.
I would never call
this show. You know why? Because there was a chance you might not take my call.
Yeah, no. Listeners complain about that all the time.
Exactly.
The Illinois State Treasurer is here, and before I ask any other questions about this wonderful story, give me the top three ways your last name is mispronounced.
They frequently throw in a D and say Fredericks.
Fredericks, okay.
I'd say the second is they drop the S, Frerick.
Frerick, okay.
And then my favorite is Ferris, like the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
It's been spelled Ferris wheel by people who have seen it spelled. They then wrote it down, F-E-R-R-I-S.
And the correct pronunciation is?
Frerick's.
Right, and you've been saying it your whole life.
Yep.
Yeah. I suggested when you were running that you change it to Johnson, but you didn't take me up on that. No, but anyway, nice to see you.
See, good to see you again.
Been a long time. I forgot how tall you were. He actually ran into the lights when he walked in. How tall are you?
I didn't actually run into the lights. I'm 6'8", and I'm used to ducking. I walked through a doorway that was probably 7.5 feet tall one time and ducked my head, and someone laughed. I said, what are you laughing at? And they said, well, you just ducked. You didn't need to. I said, if you had banged your head as many times as I have, you'd duck going through every doorway as well.
Right.
Yeah. First car was an 18-wheel truck. Yeah. It's the only way you could get anywhere.
Kind of. My dad's a truck driver.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Treasurer Ferricks. We need to talk about this wonderful thing that just happened. A Purple Heart belonging to a Korean War vet was returned, and you had the honor of doing it for his family. Tell me the story.
Well, this one is like a Vietnam War vet, I think. We have returned Purple Hearts to Korean vets. In the last year, I've returned 4 Purple Hearts to either the recipients or their family members.
Why would you even do your regular job? That sounds like the most fun at all.
You know, I tell people I'm the Illinois State Treasurer. They expect your job must be miserable, dealing with the state's finances, investing the state's money.
Sure.
And I said, you know, there are a lot of frustrations with state government these days. There's frustrations being part of state government. But then there are days like we had Monday, where I get to return a Purple Heart to a family member, to a family of a recipient.
Well, the story I have is about Corporal John Naylor. Is that the story you're referencing, or are you referencing a different story?
This is a different one. Monday was different. I was down in East St. Louis.
Okay.
For the family of William Riley.
Okay.
And he passed away last year.
And he's a Vietnam vet.
Vietnam vet, and he said his family said one of the last things he wanted was to find his Purple Heart. They've been searching for it for years.
Yeah, so the notion of someone not knowing where their war medal would be, how does that happen?
I think it happens because a lot of these vets don't necessarily like to talk or brag about what they've done, but it's still important to them. So in his case, he gave it to his sister for safekeeping. He said, I don't need to display it in my house. I don't want to risk it being stolen or destroyed in fire. She put it in a safe deposit box.
Okay.
Well, she eventually passed away. They lost track of the medal. No one claimed it. I think the family forgot that they had a safe deposit box, and it eventually got turned over to us. Now, when I came into office, we had a bunch of military medals in a display case down in our vault. And I can tell you, they're really cool to look at.
Sure.
But I said, well, Who do those medals belong to? They said, well, they were abandoned, turned over to the treasurer's office. I said, it's nice to have them, but they don't belong to us.
Let's find their families.
They don't belong to the people of the state of Illinois, so let's track them down. And there were a lot of dead ends. I tasked one person. His job basically is to be a detective, to take what little information we get from the banks and to start making phone calls, start doing Google searches, and see if we can track these people down. In the last year, we've returned several medals but 4 Purple Hearts, and that is really
so your success rate's pretty high in this.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
You know, I think people say, well, why would anyone lose them? It's because they're valuable to them.
Well, they're they're valuable in some ways monetarily, but more importantly, they're valuable for memories and for honor.
Yeah.
So their names aren't on them, correct? So how do you
What we know is the information the bank turns over to us. So they know who took out the safe deposit box. But in the case of one man we returned to earlier this year, he had given it to his mother for safekeeping. His mother put it in a safe deposit box at a bank. And then that bank was bought by another bank, and they lost track of it. In his case, he is now living down in Mississippi. We called him up and said, hey, you found your medal. He was so very excited. We said, we'd like to mail it to you. What address should I send it to? And he says, don't put that in the mail. It's been lost for 15 years. I'm not going to risk it getting lost in the mail.
I want a hand-to-hand exchange.
And I said, okay, well, I'm not sure when the treasurer's next going to be in Mississippi. He says, I will drive up.
I understand that.
Drove up from Mississippi.
I totally understand
to get his medal.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I want to mention to the corporal I brought up in case any family members, anybody are listening, when you guys returned the Purple Heart to a Korean War vet named Corporal John Naylor.
Yep.
The Purple Heart, along with the combat infantry badge and documents, including birth and marriage certificates, a gold ring, and money from an insurance policy, all was able to be returned to Naylor's daughter, Barbara Ann Reynolds. That's going to make you feel great.
It was, and we did that last year.
Makes me feel great to hear you doing it.
We did that last year, I think in December, and it was like Christmas present. I mean,
sure.
Being in charge of unclaimed property, it's like being Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I get to give people money all the time, but it is one of the hardest parts of my job.
Do they know you're coming in? Because I would say, who's the giant guy in my yard? Yeah. So you do tell them you're coming. You don't just drop by.
We do give them a heads up. Yeah. They've got to demonstrate that it actually belongs to them before we present it to them. But, you know, just imagine. Imagine you go to your mailbox and you find a letter that says from the state of Illinois, has a state seal on it, and says state of Illinois wants to give you $1,000.
Yeah.
What do you do with that letter?
Well, you'll go to the BBB and say, who sent me this fraudulent letter?
Right.
Exactly. Most people will say, I recognize a scam when I see one, and they crumple up, throw it away. We called one family and said, we're calling because we have $115,000 for your two sons. And she hung up the phone. So we called back and said, no, hear us out. We're calling from the Illinois State Treasurer's office. We have $115,000 for your sons, and we'd like you to begin the claim process. And she said, I recognize an identity thief when I hear one.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to talk to you. And hung up.
How much?
So wait. Hold on a second. Hung up twice.
Hung up twice.
And then what happened?
What happened was she was a conscientious citizen. She went online, found the Illinois Treasurer's website, found a contact number, called us and said, I just want you to know someone out there is impersonating the Illinois State Treasurer.
God. That's awesome.
And we told her, no, ma'am. In fact, the phone came from us. Then she believed us. And then
she felt bad about hanging up on you.
And we gave her $115,000.
That's a good story.
Oh God,
hold your question. We'll do traffic. Yeah. We'll come back. I want to ask you about return property because that's the road we started to go down there for a second. State Treasurer Frericks is here. All right. So Texter brings up an interesting question. If I file the paperwork, is there an approximate time it takes to see the claim and run through it? This person did it in September.
Well, it takes it very much depends on what kind of claim it is. We have ones that are lower dollar that belong to the person who's filing.
Okay.
When now with Fast Track, we can turn them around in a couple of weeks. But we also have claims for heirs, and that's a little more difficult because you have to go through probate. We're required to get more information from you.
So it's hard to say there's a general amount of time.
Yeah, it can be a wide range.
For property that's returned, I want to get to that in just a second, but Andrea, what was the question you were going to ask?
I was going to say, just how much is left behind? How much will just keep... How much do we have so far, and what happens to that if nobody ever claims it?
Well, so we keep it forever. We never take possession of it. We'll put it into our state's pension fund, invest that. But when someone shows up, if someone doesn't want to claim their money, if their children don't claim it, but their grandchildren come and can prove that they are the heir of that property, we'll give it to them 50 years from now, 100 years from now.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
For Abigail Grace, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's listening right now, taking notes.
Yeah, she's right. We got tiny little notes. So let's just jump to that then. For the people who think they may have something that the state may have, or is there a place where they can go? Do you have an inventory saved somewhere?
It's very easy. They go to illinoistreasurer.gov, illinoistreasurer.gov, click on iCash. And there you can put your name into the field, and it'll pull up your name and anyone else in the state who has unclaimed property that has the same name as you.
All right.
So if your name is John Smith, you also have a field you can put in an address because there will be lots of John Smiths.
And then you can narrow it down from there.
Yeah.
But it's a cool thing for people to check today anyway because you may not know.
They should. And if they've checked in the past and didn't find anything, they should check again. We bring in unclaimed property twice a year. So if it's been more than 6 months, people should check and see if something else has come in.
And the way to prove it varies again depending on the case as well, depending on the paperwork you need and identification and things of that nature.
But we've actually passed legislation to make the whole process a little easier. We call it Fast Track. Just recently implemented this. So you can put your name in, and we will do a LexisNexis search on you. And if we can find that there was a Steve Cochran, your name, that lived at that address, that now lives at this address, that the property was turned over from, then we will just send it out. And that goes out really quickly.
Well, we need more good stories about Illinois, and I think this is one of them. So, Treasurer, thank you.
All right, Steve, thanks for having me. Right, IllinoisTreasurer.gov.
And hit the iCash button.
Correct.
Got it. Thanks. 7 o'clock, news next, 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
Well, pick your reference. The John Wayne, the Chuck Norris, the Jason Bourne of college football coaches. We came here to win. Fourth and whatever. We're going to finish this now. Coach Pat Fitzgerald joins us after another overtime win. Brought to you by?
Brought to you by the Fields Auto Group.
You're going to kill Dave Enick, Coach, and I'm against that. I just want you to know that.
It's not my fault.
I don't mind if it takes one overtime, three, whatever.
I know you've heard it a million times this week, but I just thought it was very cool on fourth to go ahead and finish it. And if it doesn't go well, you'll hear about it all week, but hopefully you've heard nothing but good things.
Obviously the guys went out and got the job done. It was, about a foot away from scoring, and the offensive line got great push, and obviously Clayton's effort and Trey Pugh with a little push from a true freshman was kind of cool.
Before we get too deep into football, tomorrow being Veterans Day, I know you have something cool going on. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we do. We're very fortunate to have one of our, just unbelievable Wildcats coming back to be our honorary captain, Tom Ruby. A great veteran of our country, Navy SEAL, just a terrific man, amazing husband and father, walked onto our program after being a SEAL and while he was still, doing SEAL training up at Great Lakes, and just a spectacular man, honored and humbled to be his coach. He's a true American hero, and to have him back for our honorary captaincy on Veterans Weekend is going to be really special for our entire program, especially for our guys.
Very cool.
And I remember, I think it was 2 years ago when you played them, you were trying to get him a touchdown so hard at the end of the game, and he kept handing the ball off to him, couldn't quite get him in the end zone.
Well, we won't talk about his issue with ball security.
I didn't see you said that. I didn't bring that up.
Maybe you give him a flag instead of the ball he could have gotten in. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, give us a little preview with Coach here.
Well, first of all, probably some more history tomorrow for Justin Jackson, your senior running back. He seems to make some every week. And you look at what this guy's accomplished. He's about, I think, 70 yards away from joining a very elite group in Big Ten history, 5,000 rushing yards. And last week, I thought you could really see that he was back, even though I think we've seen it all along, but he put up the kinds of numbers, had the kind of plays that we're used to seeing from him.
Yeah, well, the first month or so of the season, Dave, he was pretty banged up, and just to see his toughness battle through some tough stuff was incredibly impressive. Not a surprise to anybody in our program, but yeah, it's hopefully going to be a real special 3 weeks for our program and for Justin and for all of our seniors that, we just take it one step at a time, and I think this team has really been growing and improving. And, hopefully, again, it's going to be a great challenge, though, against Purdue. I mean, Jeff Brohm has done an outstanding job. Really impressed with what he and his staff have done. But Purdue was talented the last few years. They were just beat up when we played them. So we were very fortunate. And, hopefully we'll find a way to get it done tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys playing for them who didn't play against you in the game last year in West Lafayette because of injuries. And of course, they lost their quarterback, David Blau, last week, but they've played both their quarterbacks this year anyway. But you talk about the improvement in this team, and I think sometimes it gets lost a little bit because, let's face it, the headline has been winning three straight overtime games, first team in FBS history to do that, but it really can't cancel out the fact that you're in position to win these games because you're playing really good football.
Yeah, we are. And it starts up front on both sides of the ball. And I think our O-line is much improved. Those guys have been really grinding. I'm really proud of them. Great job by Adam Cushion, just staying the course and getting this group better, improving. And then I think our defensive line has been pretty dominant all year. And we're going to need to stop the run and run the ball here these next 3 weeks. A little snow flurries up here in Northfield. So it's that time of the year to be a Chicago football team and get in four-wheel drive and run the ball vice versa, stop the run to be able to win games here in the Big Ten.
I don't think you can take a four-wheel drive on the field, Coach. I don't think that rule change ever got approved.
It's a figure of speech.
Oh, I see. Okay, it's coach talk. All right, the one thing that concerns you about Purdue, the one thing that could keep you up tonight?
There's a lot. There's more than just one. Like I said, they're well-coached, they're talented. They're playing real physical and establishing the run game.
A lot of trick plays offensively and then defensively. Nick Holter, D coordinator, has got this group playing outstanding football. They're very sound. Going to load the box, so we're going to have to do some things to get some angles to run the ball. And then, you know, kick game wise, anytime there's cold weather, anytime you start to get here to the end of November, just execution is going to be critically important.
Yep, got to hold that football. It's what time tomorrow, Dave?
Tomorrow it's a night game, 6 o'clock kickoff at Ryan Field, and we're going to be on at 5:30. Actually,
temperature should be balmy. About what? What do we figure?
Probably in the football weather. It's November in Chicago.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't matter
to be
what temperature is.
No.
Just come out.
It doesn't.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, hopefully our fans can double dip, get out to Allstate tonight to root on Chris and his men, and get the basketball season going, and then. You know, take a nap, you know, get a good night's sleep and get some cider going and let's rock tomorrow night, 6 o'clock in Ryan Field. It should be a fun weekend for our fans.
How excited are you about the start of basketball?
Give me 3 games. Let me get through these next three football games.
Right. Oh, yeah, you got something else on your
plate. By the way,
right,
Coach,
now.
We were talking to Chris Collins on the show the other day, and he said he is going to return the favor and storm the football locker room sometime soon.
Oh, that was not by design, Steve, but that was pretty cool. That goes down as one of the cooler things I've had the privilege to do, to watch that team and that group of young men last year. That was really awesome. So that year is over, and it's moving on to the next, and Chris and his staff and the guys, it's going to be a fun, exciting
part
season.
Part of the
Can't
charm
wait.
Of the business. What have you done for me lately? We'll get another one tomorrow.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks a lot. Go Cats.
There you go. I've got tickets to see the Hawks and the New York Rangers Wednesday, the 15th. Is that the game we're going to be at?
But we're going to be at?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
you guys are going
to be there.
Yes, no, I will be broadcasting the Northwestern Wildcats and Creighton Blue Jays that night. But you guys have fun.
Everybody but Dave in a show outing. Mm-hmm. By the way, I need your permission slips from your parents. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's get those in. When you win these Rangers and Blackhawks tickets, you're going to be entered to win 4-season tickets for next year, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. See them online at fourseasonsheatingandcooling.com. First correct answer to whom this is from another. You know, a lot of shows don't do riddles.
Mm-mm.
You know?
I don't think any shows do.
We're
riddles.
The riddle leader. Here's your Hawker riddle. 21 years is the man up on 5 and remained on that floor till the day that he died. His son had the job and beat him by 1. Totaled 43 years when all was said and done.
I know.
Think you got this one?
For sure I do. This one I do, yeah.
Really?
No, I do. I think.
Because I think this one's hard.
This is a tough one.
21 years is the man up on 5. Remained on that floor till the day he died. His son had the job and he beat him by 1. Totaled 43 years when all said and done. Who am I talking about? First correct caller, 312-981-7200. So we're talking about Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. When the Hawks don't win, we don't want to, you know, belabor the point, but we still want to give you the recap, and it goes something like this.
Well, the Flyers win tonight 3-1.
That's all you need. That's the entire replay of last night's game. There's nothing
else
that
needs to
be said.
Had too many of those lately.
We really have. I don't know. We need a scavenger hunt for goals. I don't know what's going on.
Thought that's what we just had the last 4 days.
So, Ingrid, is it Ingrid?
Yes.
Ingrid, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Nice to
How are you?
Nice to have you. I'm good, thanks. Nice to have you on. What do you listen to the show all the time?
I do every morning on the way to work.
All right, Ingrid, come here. Give me a hug. Thank you very much. All right, so you heard the riddle. What is the answer?
Former Mayor Daley.
How about that?
Very
How about
good.
That, Richard
yep.
J? Did
yep.
you really know that?
I did, because when you said the man up on 5, and not a lot of people know that City Hall is on the 5th floor.
That's what got him for you?
The mayor's office is on, yeah.
Wow.
And then his son beat him by 1 term. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's kind of a news junkie question. I like that.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I hope you and Ingrid have fun at the game.
Thanks, Ingrid.
You are taking Andre, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Me and you, Ingrid. Drinks are on me.
Thanks so much. Great.
Ingrid, thanks for being on, and you're qualified for season tickets next year from our friends at Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, which would be cool.
It'll be awesome.
All right, cool. Come see us. We'll be there at that game, too. Hey, before we do anything else with Veterans Day tomorrow, my friend Mark Doyle's here, and we're going to talk about Veteran Roasters coffee a little bit later, but lean into that microphone and give me a little bit of the early holiday happenings at Rags of Honor.
First of all, hello, WGN family.
We don't have time for your nonsense. Rags of Honor.
Rags of Honor, the only custom silk screen and apparel company in the country devoted to hiring homeless veterans. And we're in our second year at the new location. What a big shout out, of course, to the Chicago Blackhawks. All the new gear is in the store, so get out there today, tomorrow, Sunday before the game, and look for the Rags of Honor gear.
Ask for it. Say, which one of the Rags of Honor stuff?
And Steve has a tab at all the stores, so you can just put one on him.
Yeah. Man, there's the deal. Mention my name. Anything there from Rags of Honor at the regular price. Now, it's a limited time. Limited time. And it's going to be a big holiday season. So why not order early and get your stuff? RagsOfHonor.us. RagsOfHonor.us. Hit the shopping tab there and just go nuts.
Yep. We have a bunch of new gear online.
It's good stuff. It's high quality, cool stuff.
All made in America, designed and printed by veterans.
I noticed since you married Kip, the quality of everything's gone up.
My life for certain, the quality of my life has gone up.
You want to tell the Vice President Biden story about what he said?
Yeah, so I haven't seen the Vice President in about 4 months. Last time I saw him, I was at a golf outing for his son, his late son, Bo. He meets Kip. So fast forward, I see him last week.
He was in town.
Hey, Marky, come on. So I'm walking up the stairs. First thing he says to me, haven't seen him in 4 months. Mark, is she still with you? Why, yes, she is. And thanks for asking.
I mean, I know you've known him for 25, 30 years, whatever, but that's funny.
I said, funny. Nobody's more surprised than me, Mr. Vice President.
RagsOfHonor.us. We want to tell you what's going on to Veteran Roasters Coffee. We'll do that next hour, but and Hamp's coming up in a few. Big story in a moment. What's that about now?
Roy Moore. More Fallout.
What a charming guy. Mm-hmm. 7:30. We're back with that after this on 720 WGN.
An animal!
Dan Hampton anchors a young Bears defense.
An animal!
It's time for Dan Hampton.
Sponsored by Chevy Drive Chicago .com. The Hall of Famer, once again. There's very few creatures as big as Dan Hampton that can make a yellow blazer look good, but he's one of them. Maybe the only one. And Ham joins us on Bears Packers weekend. Not exactly the same buzz you might feel on a Bears Packers weekend, as these teams are both not what they once were. But did you think, Ham, you'd see a point where the Bears would be a favorite over the Packers at this point? And they are.
My. And you're exactly right. I get if I could come back in another life, I want to be Aaron Rodgers' agent. Can you imagine? Yeah. The leverage he has over that franchise,
right.
He gets hurt. The defense can't stop anybody. They can't score a point. I mean, you talk about a one-man show. The guy, obviously, we all know he was, a great player, but I'd never expected this. But you're exactly right. The last time the Bears were favored in a game against the Green Bay Packers was 2008. And
how about that?
One, that's almost 10 years ago. The other one is, what the hell have we been doing if we're that
right. Well, you're exactly right. And the fact that the Bears are favored is because they ought to be. They're a better football team right now.
And you know what? We saw the proof in the pudding of October. After the nightmare of the Mike Glennon 4 starts, well, Trubisky came in. They're 2-2. They have been viable. And I made this point the other day. Since they squandered the preseason on the other quarterback. Well, this now Trubisky's had 4 starts. Now he's had a week to review. This is almost like okay, this is his grand opening, if you will.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it. We've got reason to believe things could get better on offense. But the main reason the Bears are favored is because of the defense. And, we've talked about that. They 3 consecutive games given up, basically 1 touchdown. It's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, a lot of positives. Dave?
Hemp, do you buy it that this, given the situation, given that the Bears are coming off a bye week, given that they're favored, given the Packers all beat up, that this is as big a game as John Fox has had in his 3 years as head coach of the Bears?
obviously, yes, by default. I mean, when you're bad, you're not really in a whole lot of important games. But
no, but I mean, an important game for him to win.
Yes, yes. See, that's the whole thing. If you win this game, then you got Detroit coming in next week, which is an imminently doable, you know, win against the Detroit Lions. You could get back to 5-5 and then, you know, be in it. But more importantly, in the big picture of John Fox, you got to think that absolutely this is a must win, which gives us all, you know, the heebie-jeebies, because we know that John Fox and his pathetic little 2.5-year career as the head coach of the Bears has only been favored 5 times.
Is that right? 5 times in 2.5 years?
5 times.
Wow.
5 times in 40 games. Now,
wow.
All 5 of those that the team has been favored in, not only did he not cover, they lost. So, yes, absolutely. And I'm really glad you brought that up because, you know, we're not talking about Vegas and the like. We're talking about, hey, you know, every year we talk about there's 3 kinds of football games that football teams have to, like, approach. Number one, you got to beat the people you're supposed to beat. You got, and then some of the games that you, you know, that you're pretty much even with, like the Detroit Lions, well, we should beat them at least once. But, you know, and then if you play New England, and you very seldom ever win that. But once in a blue moon, you could steal one. But this is a game you got to win,
yep.
Especially when you are basically trying to sell yourself as a guy that now in his 3rd year, I've got a program that's going to be, you know, built on a foundation where we can win and win consistently. If he doesn't win this one, I'm saying, get your torches. We need to go up to Hallis Hall and burn some.
I come back, ask you this, or ask you for your answer on this. How badly does he want to be here? He doesn't appear, as much as he hates talking to the media, but he doesn't appear to be a guy that's enjoying his job as much as he did in the Carolina or the Denver days. Or maybe it's possible I'm reading too much into it, though I'm rarely wrong. Just ask me. Time for Mary to do the traffic first, then more with Hamp. What do you got, Mary? You can see the 9 o'clock hour of this show, the 3 o'clock hour, Roe and Anna. And the Bears' best postgame, all on CLTV. Let's go back to Dan Hampton, brought to you by Chevy. DriveChicago.com. All right, so I asked you a question about Coach Fox before we went to the break. He doesn't look like a guy that's enjoying his work. And there's a different sort of disposition that a coach can have. A coach can look angry. We certainly had that for years, and it worked out pretty well. A coach can be a little outside the lines, and that tends to work. You don't have to look like it's zippity-doo-dah time. But Fox, too often to me, Hamp, and tell me if I'm nuts, he looks like a guy that can't wait to get out of the room.
Well, and I can't help but, you know, agree with you. He looks like a guy that's not only not engaged, like he wants to yawn. And, you know, I'm all for his retirement plans. I'm ready to help him. I'll come. Kaz and I will back the truck up. We'll help him move. And, you know, they've got these new Comcast has these new remotes. You see, every time they show him on the sidelines, he's fiddling with his headset or something.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having to work a remote, you can do it on voice command now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the time is right for his retirement. And trust me, if things don't go well Sunday, you will be hearing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
OB, Kaz, and I screaming from the rafters that it's time to send him to the showers.
Kaz Hamp in a truck. That's the new moving service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Huh?
That'd be a tailgate.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. You had a question I don't think Hamp's ever been asked. Here's Andrea.
Hamp, we're doing Bears-Packers tailgating stories on Sunday, and I'm already getting emails and texts saying, oh, our tailgate's going to be the best ever, lobster, champagne. Have you actually ever gone to a tailgate party? They've gotten so extravagant now.
Well, obviously, when we played, we couldn't. But I do have one story that's about the Packers. So this is like 1988 or 9, something
okay.
like that. At the end of my career, and we had a preseason game up in Green Bay, and there's a wonderful story about OB was on the sidelines with us during the game, but that's another day, another time.
Okay.
In the game, we drive up, and all those Packers, you know, they're out in the parking lot, and they've got a refrigerator with number 72 on it. They're like raising money, letting people hit it with a sledgehammer. And so I told Mongo, I said, as soon as the game's over, let's run out here in the parking lot and have a beer and walk around, you know. So as soon as we, you know, got done with the game, we got showered, we got dressed real quick, and we went out in the parking lot. We're walking around, and we're having a good time, and, you know, the Packer fans, you know, they're giving us your grief, and we're giving them grief, and all of a sudden, we hear honk, honk, and there goes the team buses to the airport. And with Ditka, and he's flipping me the bird.
Oh, yeah, you guys in the parking lot, good luck. See in Chicago.
There is nothing.
That was Ditka.
Did they stop the bus for you?
Oh, no. And he fined us $3,000 for missing the team bus back to Chicago.
What a great story.
We actually we found some Bear fans, and they dropped us off in Lake Forest.
You're kidding. So you rode back with a couple of Bears fans?
Yes. You can't make this stuff up.
That's a tremendous story.
We have to ask Ditka about that on Monday.
Yeah, it's a tremendous story. By the way, what time are you guys on Sunday?
3 o'clock till 6. It's 3 hours of high intrigue after this colossal matchup. But
and the boys have never sounded better.
Well, we appreciate it, and you know we do give a voice to the fan and the frustration, and let's hope that we can celebrate on this joyous occasion. As you know, it's you know, winter's finally upon us now, and there's no better way to go into winter than with the win against the Packers.
Last word to Dave before we pick.
Actually, they'll be until 5:30 because we got a Blackhawks game at 5:30 on Sunday, but that's plenty of time.
They'll be off when they want to get off.
Yeah, right. The Blackhawks will have to wait. Yeah. Danny Trevathan seems to be the one injury that has kind of got everybody's attention right now. If he can't play, how much of a blow is that to this defense?
Not as much as you think, especially against, you know, the Packers haven't run the ball against anyone. And Danny has played great when he's played. You know, we had issues with the, you know, with that hit against the Packers back 5 weeks ago. But since then, he's played like an all-pro. Don't count him out. You know, he's a professional. He will show up. And, you know, in a game like this, it's going to be low scoring. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of, you know, fist fights and furor. But it should be a game that, you know, we control, especially with our front seven on defense. But I remember my very first game ever in the NFL was against the Green Bay Packers, and it was a 6-3 shootout that we won, 6-3. And don't be shocked if this game is not, you know, very similar to that.
Let's go with the picks, Dave.
Well, I think it's going to be a little higher scoring than that. I think the Bears will score a late touchdown to put it away, 27-13.
Going to be rainy, quite rainy. At least there's a possibility of 50% chance of heavy rain is the forecast I looked at a few moments ago.
I'm changing my pick.
We've locked it in. Bears 13-10, Hamp.
10-9, Bears win. And I'll tell you this, Connor Barth, our kicker, you know, he missed that field goal down in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and that changed the way the entire game. And by the way, Zach Miller is back in town, and he's doing well.
Good.
You know, everyone was worried about his leg. After Connor Barth missed that field goal, I wanted to drive to New Orleans and amputate his leg. He has got to be better. And in a game like this, he's the MVP. We've got to.
That's right.
Cannot miss easy field goals.
That's exactly right. I got a texter, a Hawks fan, says, I love Hamp so much, I'm going to listen and watch Sunday. So you're bringing him in, Hamp. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you later.
Go Bears!
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen.
gentlemen, may I present to you...
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than when I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me good.
Dean Richards joins us. You know what? We have no chance of competing with Hamp today.
With who now?
Hamp. Dan Hampton's story that he told... you know, it's just too good. We got no shot. We'll just do what we can here. But for those of you who just turned your radio on, Hamp and Mongo, after a preseason game, Packers-Bears, decide to run out into the parking lot after they shower and mingle and get heckled by Packers fans who were tailgating.
Yeah.
They stay out there too long, and the team bus leaves. Honks the horn. The guys wave at Hamp and Mongo, and Ditka flips them off.
Happy holidays.
We cannot top that story.
And then tell Dean how they got back to...
And oh, yeah, that's probably the best part. They rode back with some fans.
Packer fans?
No, the Bears fans. But I like the idea that Bears fans are picking up Hamp and Mongo hitchhiking in 94.
It's got to be quite a ride, I would think, with those two in the car.
Right, right. Imagine how many times they had to stop for snacks.
Under the best of circumstances.
Dean Richards is your cordial entertainment guru at Channel 9. We'll go over a couple of movies opening this weekend. But are you on a radio Sunday?
I am on the radio Sunday. We're going to be live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington from 9 until 1. And we've got lots of live entertainment, lots of fun, lots of prizes. Lots of stuff to give away. It should be fantastic.
If you could swing, I need a new tree. If you could swing by and drop that off for me after you pick it up.
Sure. What do you like, a blue spruce, a Douglas fir?
I like a Douglas fir. I think I'm more of a Douglas man myself.
Okay. Pre-lit, much like yourself?
Oh, sure. Absolutely pre-lit. Yeah, pre-lit for sure. And what's the height? 6, 7, 8 feet? I don't know. How tall are they supposed to be?
8, 9.
I'd go at least...
I have really high ceilings. My ceilings are 400 feet.
We probably need to go like 12 for you then.
Yeah, 12 feet? Okay, 12 feet. All right, yeah, swing by.
I'm going to talk to the Christmas, the Tree Time people about inventing a Christmas tree that you open up like an umbrella and everything's already done.
Yep.
It's pre-decorated. It's pre-lit. It's, you know, candles are burning
on it. Well, the pre-lit trees, the new pre-lit trees in the past few years, you put them away the right way, you can plug them in and it's good to go.
Yeah.
Now, you still have to put the sections together, but the pre-lit trees are pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think I've...
I want a pre-lit natural tree from the forest.
Okay.
I want tiny woodland creatures to have decorated it with lights.
I'll get my axe. I used to go cut down my own trees in Michigan. I used to get a bow saw and go out there and take the nieces and nephews, and we go out, and, it was really fun for them.
Sure. Sure, without a doubt. They had a great time.
The kids had a great time.
They had a fabulous time.
I could see you guys doing that on a weekend. You and Dean putting your flannels on.
Yeah, that would be great.
Using a bow saw. Cut a little tree, a little hot cider.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There may not be enough hot cider in the world to make that happen. And whatever we add to it.
Before we get to the movies and before we get to traffic, what's the Louis C.K. story?
Oh, geez. It's another of the sexual assault allegations. They just never... These stories... are just, unending. This time, it's five women comedians, two of them who are from Chicago that used to work at the I.O. Theater in Chicago, who talked about one incident in particular in 2002 in which they were invited back to Louis C.K.'s hotel room. When they got to the hotel room, he takes his clothes off and starts fondling himself in front of them. They didn't,
and tells them they can't leave. That's a key part of the story.
Yeah, didn't they didn't report it to the police, but three other women have come forward with virtually the same stories, and so now what will happen? This is not that long ago. We'll find out. But in the meantime, no comment from Louis C.K. whatsoever. He was supposed to be on Stephen Colbert last night, canceled. He was supposed to have the premiere of his new film last night, which, ironically, the plot line is older man gets sexually involved with a much younger woman. That was canceled last night. HBO has dropped him from an upcoming comedy special, and they have pulled all the Louis C.K. on-demand content off of their sites as well. So,
and there is Jeremy Piven is out there saying, hey, let's not convict before people have a trial.
let's not be so jumpy here. Again, in this climate, this is not a trial. This is about people's ability to continue in business with other people. And people are making very strict business decisions based on the climate we live in and the fact that, again, Dean, I've been saying this all morning, why would these women make these stories up?
Just the whole thing is awful. On the subject of Jeremy Piven, a third woman yesterday came forward and accusing him of sexual harassment and assault, of which he is denying. But this is number three for him, and you know, all the Kevin Spacey stories that have come out this week. Jeffrey Tambor came out this week. Was accused this week. Literally, there are two or three new allegations a day.
Yeah, it's amazing.
On this.
All right, we'll come back, talk about the movies, talk a little bit about Veterans Day as well, and other things with Dean. It's Dean, it's Steve, it's, you know, we're your radio friends. But let's get traffic here from Mary. What do you have, Mary?
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard.
Back with Dean. What are the family classics you guys are bringing back?
Well, we're doing a special holiday presentation of family classics, which was the movie series that ran for 38 years on WGN-TV, hosted by first the great Frasier Thomas and then the great Roy Leonard. And we're bringing it back for a special holiday presentation of the quintessential version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which is Alistair Sim in Scrooge. And it'll be December 8th from 7 to 9 p.m., and then again Christmas Eve, 3 to 5 p.m. We have set up Frasier Thomas's original set.
Wow.
And those that grew up in Chicago remember the bookshelves, the family classic books that he would pull one out, and you know, on the front of the book is the name of the movie that he was showing that day.
It's all PG, pre Google.
It is pre Google, pre everything. This is how a lot of us were introduced to some of the most classic films of all time. So we're going to we're going to do this as a one time holiday presentation for now. And I've got my fingers crossed if Malibu's Most Wanted ever becomes available for TV, that, you know, maybe someday we can bring that to our lovely viewing audience.
You know, a boy can dream. That's all I'm saying, is a boy can dream.
Exactly.
All right, couple of movies. Murder on the Orient Express, the sequel. Do we need a sequel?
I think it's worthy.
Oh, it is.
It's definitely the most elaborate of the this will be the fifth remake of the Agatha Christie murder mystery. It's directed by Kenneth Branagh, who also stars in it. He's the famous detective Hercules Pinot, who is, you know, Steve, this happens so often. You're riding on the train, and some despicable character gets killed. And before the train reaches its destination, you've got to figure out who committed the murder. And you got to do that because everyone that the detective talks to on the plane seems to have a motive.
Oh, no.
For having killed this character. I'm not going to do the French accent because the detective, Steve,
yes,
is actually Belgium.
Right, but this is the only accent I currently do. I am from the French part of Belgium.
It is.
I am. And I'd like to know who committed the murder.
On the Orient Express?
There's a French part of Belgium?
Who drowned a man in thick cheese and bread in French onion soup? Who did this?
Officer, I was eating my French toast when suddenly a tidal wave of maple syrup came through the window.
Oh, no! We have another man beaten to death with a baguette. Oh, no! All right, we're done.
Beautiful movie, stunningly gorgeous,
really?
Cinematography in this movie. Great performances throughout. This is so star-studded. Johnny Depp, Dame Judi Dench, Michelle Pfeiffer, Josh Gad.
Wow.
Penelope Cruz is in the movie. Daisy Ridley. the list goes on and on and on.
Sounds it's pretty
like
cool.
So star-studded. My only problem with the movie, and it's not really minor, but it doesn't kill the movie, is that the pacing is off. They take their time in setting up the premise so you understand who all the characters are and why they might be suspects and, you know, what's going on. And then they sort of rush the ending of the movie. I would have liked it a little slower paced to the ending to make it a little more evenly paced. The movie's 2 hours. You know, if they had made it 2:15, even 2.5, I would have been perfectly satisfied because it's a beautiful, old-fashioned kind of movie. Gave it a Dean's List B.
Daddy's Home 2, this is a movie that Mel Gibson is in, so I don't know if they got all the Jews to leave Hollywood, but they may have in this case, because otherwise how could you get Mel Gibson in the movie?
This is part of his I'm Not Such a Bad Guy tour.
Oh, I see.
That he's been on the past couple of years. A couple of weeks ago, I told you about that awful movie, Bad Moms Christmas.
Yep.
Where the mothers came to visit for Christmas. This is the paternal version of that, mm-hmm. where Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, who we knew from Daddy's Home, their dads come to visit. John Lithgow's Will Ferrell's dad, played by John Lithgow, Mark Wahlberg's dad, played by Mel Gibson. Comedy's okay. There are a few laughs in the movie. It's mostly predictable. It is mostly any dysfunctional family Christmas movie that you've ever seen of you know, bad things going on. The women in this movie are virtually ignored in the movie. It's mostly about these four principal characters. But I would have liked to have seen a little more. And one thing that really did sort of bother me with this, Mel Gibson's character is a womanizing, politically incorrect, foul-talking grandpa.
So it's Mel Gibson.
A little bit too close to the, yeah, exactly. the real deal to yeah, make yeah, me yeah. Be laughing at some of that.
You want to see the best Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg movie they'll ever make? The Other Guys.
The Other Guy, yeah, where the other guys detective's just really funny.
They're, so funny.
They do have chemistry. The guys do have chemistry. And
they do.
There are a few moments in this movie. It's PG-13. I think they wisely made it PG-13. Instead of trying to churn out another raunch R-rated comedy. Yeah. It's harmless enough. I gave it a Dean's List C.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we'll hear you on the radio on Sunday. And
Barrington.
Yeah, and John Lithgow being in this movie makes it worth seeing, I think. John Lithgow is great.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's good.
He does an inordinate amount of kissing on the lips with Will Ferrell in this movie.
And neither one appear to be uncomfortable.
Will Ferrell, on Conan O'Brien, Will Ferrell said he knew it was making people uncomfortable, so they would do it even when they weren't rolling
sure,
the cameras.
Sure, of course they were.
Yeah, just for fun.
All right, man, thanks. Bye. 8:32, back with a big story in just a second, and then Friends in Studio with Mark Doyle and Kip and David Hochberg here. We're going to talk about veterans for Veterans Day, and our friend Brandon Marty's here as well. What's on the big story?
Big story, what is Donald Trump doing today? Will he meet with Vladimir Putin?
In a moment on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Veterans Day tomorrow, and friends all over the studio. Let's say hi to David Hochberg. Hi, David Hochberg.
Hi, Steve Cochran.
David Hochberg is one of the most generous guys we know and has helped veterans causes of all kinds. And you're very good friends with our friend Kip. Pardon me, a little tickle.
Yeah, sounds great.
And also Brandon Marty. And they're here to talk, too, about Veterans Roasters Cup of Joe. So, Brandon, what are you up to?
Good morning, Steve. I'm excited to be here and working with Cup of Joe, working with Kip and Mark, and continuing to grow this great organization.
Kip, this was your deal. Right? Am I right? Well, yeah. This was your thing. You said, look, we got this thing going with ragsofhonor.us, which is great. But I got an idea for coffee. So what are we talking about here?
So to help Mark, who's just been, you know, working his tail off with Rags of Honor, I thought...
That I worry about him. I wish he had a coat.
It's cold out today. We started Veteran Roasters Cup of Joe just because we wanted to keep the same mission, hire homeless and chronically unemployed veterans. And we thought roasting a great cup of coffee would be a super idea. checking out a couple different roasters around the city. There was one in particular that really, really embraced the notion of
and
letting...
let's give them credit. Who was
yeah,
it?
Well, it was Joshua Millman and its Passion House Roasters. And really, without his willingness to just sort of open up his shop and his facility and let us bring in Pedro. So this is a shout-out to Pedrito mío. Gracias por todo que estás haciendo por nosotros.
Now, was that for Pedro, or did you just curse at me?
Pedro is our veteran roaster, a former Marine, and I am so incredibly proud of him because he is now headed back to college. He's studying engineering, and he's working and roasting great coffee, learning everything from cupping to, you know, the beans and all the rest of it. So Passion House let us bring this to being, and Pedro is working with us, and we've hired a few guys and gals. And
well, and Brandon, talk about distribution. How do you get it?
Well, there's a number of ways. Actually, we're really excited this week to announce we're in retail. We're in Pete's Market here in Chicago,
nice.
12 different locations. So check out Pete's Market at all locations. We want to thank Trish Gross, who's an avid listener and heard Mark talk about it, I believe, a month ago. Reached out to us and brought us there, and the team and the group there, Pete's Fresh Market.
How
else? Awesome.
Now, I should go to Pete's and do all my shopping.
You should.
But
you
if
should.
I'm not at a Pete's and I want it, how else can I get it?
Well, you can go to our website at veteranroasters.com. You can find us on Amazon as well. As well, in the city, we want to announce Steak 48. You can get the coffee there at the great restaurant. And Del Frisco's yesterday. We're going to be launching nationwide in 2018. Yep. All our coffee can be drank at Del Frisco's.
It's cool, too, because you can get it in grounds. You can get it in the packet. But you can get little bottles, too, which I get and I put in the refrigerator. So you can have
the cold
ice,
brew.
The cold brew,
yes.
The iced coffee. Summertime. Oh, yes. It's the best.
And David Ockberg, you're doing what?
I'm going to help them promote it by giving them a live read. We just cut the deal here.
That's a commercial.
That's a commercial.
So in other words, instead of talking about mortgages and refis and financial things.
Yeah, Sally in Arlington Heights, who's getting divorced and needs a mortgage, will do something. We'll turn our read over to Kip because, you know, Mark can't write. And she'll give me 160 words to fit within the word count constriction.
And the thing is, that then will benefit these guys because it's promotion.
Yeah.
And we will charge Hochberg through the nose for that.
Which I'm used to. And, yes. And my credit card clears every week. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Can you guys hang
out
a second? Yeah. Got another friend in studio. Sir, introduce yourself to this audience, if you would, please.
Sure. Good morning. My name is Victor Lagroon, and I'm proud to serve as the director of the Mayor's Office of Veterans Affairs.
And a previous guest on the show.
That's absolutely right.
And we all plunged together.
That
which,
we did.
Oh, yes.
I'm still
yes,
a little cold from that.
Now, you know of Rags of Honor, you know now, if you didn't before, of our friends at Veteran Roasters. How are we doing in the city on this topic?
I got to tell you, so we are making strides when it comes to taking small businesses and recognizing the value of them and how they are the anchor and the cornerstone for employment in our city and our state and our country. You know, most of the folks who are hiring today are going to be small businesses.
Yeah, of course.
Personally owned entrepreneurs who said, this is important. I've got some passion around this. So anytime we see something, especially a company that is veteran owned and veteran involved and veteran invested, they're going to bring more veterans into the fold, right?
Sure.
They're going to hire them. They're going to get them trained up. They're going to get them resourced. And without Kip and what these guys have done, it's amazing to me because it's a great model for other entrepreneurs who say, I got this small idea that I got some passion around that I really want to see ignite and take off. So I'm really excited about what they're doing, and the mayor's always fired up anytime we get another business in the city.
No doubt about it, and anything we could do to benefit veterans and keep them viable and off the streets. I always say that it's an oxymoron to say the words veteran and homeless together. It should never be the case.
So very true.
Well, it's nice to see you. How can we help?
You know, especially this time of year, one of the biggest things I often tell people is sometimes you can't do the big things, but there are small things that you can do, right? We have veterans every day that we're getting homes and housed and getting into stable and warm living, and they need the startups. They need the, you know, shaving kits, shampoo and conditioners, blankets and pillow
provisions, cases, basic things alike.
The basic things that we really need to get stable and situated. So we often ask people if you can donate to your local alderman's office. You can drop things off there. You can also drop something off at Jesse Brown VA, as well as with these guys. So helping in those small ways, really do small, big things for people who are just starting out and getting back stable on their feet.
Very nice.
And the city is great with job fairs.
Absolutely.
And there's a couple. Are there upcoming job fairs as well?
So I don't know of any this holiday season, but certainly there's a number of skill training opportunities. We've got that big opportunity we do with People's Gas at City Colleges, where we get veterans trained up, and they have an entrepreneurship opportunity where they get in, get trained, get skills, get credit for their military experience, and People's Gas offers them a job when they complete. So opportunities
cool,
like that is amazing.
Yeah. And the city has great incentives, too, for veteran startups, too,
yes, ma'am,
which is wonderful.
So bidding incentives as well. So if you are a small business and you want to bid on a contract with the city to provide a service and you're veteran-owned, you have a bidding preference. So that's one of the things that the city is really excited and proud about.
You get to cut the line. Nice.
Well, you know, every now and then.
Get a hold of your office for that or what?
You can get a hold of procurement.
Okay.
Yep. So you reach out to the procurement department. It's on the city's website, and they will take care of you and make sure that you're addressed.
What if you got a non-veteran-owned business, but a place wants to hire vets, and they need more information from the city? What are can I contact you guys about that?
So they can certainly go to the website, which is City of Chicago Veterans Affairs, and they can reach out, and there's an email that you can send and say, hey, I've got these openings. I want to hire some veterans. Who do I reach out to? Also, another great way to do this is through your local alderman's office. Contact your alderman, your local legislators, the folks who ask you for your votes, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Get them engaged and involved in the process because they're always looking for opportunities for their constituents.
They're not just for parking tickets anymore. Ask your alderman. It's great to see you. I appreciate the work you do, but you're always welcome here.
Thank you for having me, man. You guys are great supporters for us.
Well, we do what we can. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to get traffic, but I also want you to talk about the coat drive coming up. And then David Hochberg, you work with so many organizations. I also would like, if you mentioned a couple other small organizations that really don't get enough pub when it comes to Veterans Day. If you got a couple.
I've got more than a couple. And also, I also have a VA special, VA loan special I'd like to discuss.
Oh, look at that. After this on 720 WGN. We were talking about Veteran Roasters. And the Veteran Roasters, we'll get you the website in just a second. But Mark Doyle, ragsofhonor.us, you guys have a coat drive?
We do. It's the third annual coat drive that we do every year with our friends at Pow Gym Chicago with Catalin. Last year, I think we collected over 50 new and slightly used coats that we distributed to Safe Haven, Volunteers of America, and the Vet House. So we're doing it again.
Where do we drop them off?
310 South Racine at Pow Gym Chicago, the best place to box in town.
310 South Racine?
Yes.
Okay, Pow Gym. And there's a box or something in there?
Yep, there's a table with a sign.
How do you spell Pow Gym?
P-O-W.
Yeah.
Gym Chicago.
Oh, Pow Gym.
Yeah.
I was looking for some exotic Asian spelling.
Oh, Pow Gym. Pow.
Pow
Gym. Yeah. Gym.
That's P-O-W. That's about as exotic.
P-A-O-J-I-N. I have really got to get my Rosetta Stone Mandarin.
I need a nap or something.
Kip, the Veteran Roasters website again is?
VeteranRoasters.com.
And also at Pete's now, right,
at
Brandon?
At Pete's.
Go find it at Pete's.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for helping us get the word out.
Thank you for what you guys do every day. David Hochberg, talk to me about what you're doing.
Yeah, what we're doing is I just came up with it. So if it's a little rough, I apologize. No. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay for any veteran, because it's Veterans Day, and in honor of Veterans Day, if you call us, Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage, during the month of November, to get approved, pre-approvals are worthless, as we all know. If you get approved for a mortgage now, we will credit back to you the cost of the appraisal.
Oh,
so any mortgage that we originate in November, VA loans, for all the veterans out there, VA loans originated during the month of November. And if you get approved to buy a home later in the year or next year in the month of November, approved, not pre-approved, because pre-approvals are worthless, we will pay for, we will credit you back the cost of the appraisal, which can run in the neighborhood of $400.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, I just came up with it. So I bet your
staff is going to be thrilled.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're like, what the hell did you just say? I'm like, I don't know. So Jake, please get me a copy of this segment so I can
remember what you
said. Remember what I just gave away. Yeah, live read to Rags of Honor every Thursday for a couple of months. So yeah, why not?
Why not? Well, here's the why not. You and I have talked about this a million times. Yeah. You and I never served.
Right.
The least we can do is give back.
Exactly.
So,
and you don't want us to serve. The only thing you want us to serve, we've talked about this a number of times, is a macaroni or soup in a food line at a military base.
I got to tell you, I'm still, you know, Brandon's a veteran, and I've talked to Brandon about this. I've talked to 3 stars and 4 stars about this.
A middle-aged platoon would be great if we had spotters help us get up. Once we drop into a crawl, we're going to be good. Because we will get the enemy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's just going to take some time.
A lot longer.
And we may need somebody to track them down in front of us.
Kevlar walkers.
Yes.
You know what might be good? The scooters. You know the scooters? Or the Hummerounds or whatever things are called? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a bad fall, though.
All right. Give me a couple of others, because these guys love to talk about other folks as well at Rags. And at Roasters. A couple of the veterans charities we ought to be remembering.
A couple of the veterans charities was the big one. Another big one is the Illinois Association of Firefighters. We're doing the card giveaway. Again, we were supposed to do it. They had trouble locating a veteran because they're very proud and they don't like to come up and step up and take a brand new car.
Coming up in December.
Right. It's coming up in December. You know, those are really the two big veteran and these guys.
Mention Honor Flight.
And Honor Flight is another one. I was very fortunate to make the trip with Honor Flight to Washington. It was one of the best days of my life. If people remember, that was a time where the government was shut down and these 70 and 80-year-old men in wheelchairs and walkers.
70, 80, 80 and 90.
I'm sorry. I had a couple of youngsters. You know, I had a couple of late 70, early 80 said, screw them. We're going in. There was a reporter goes, sir, you know it's closed. They're like,
stop us.
He's like, sweetheart, I fought the Nazis. I'm going in. I was like, I love this guy. I'm right behind you, baby. And he just walked right in.
It was
awesome. They don't care.
No, you don't need it. Yeah, like that little barricade's gonna stop me.
I'm gonna take it down myself. I'm like, well, I'll help you there, bud. So
World War II vets, we're losing more every day. Yes. We're talking about 90, 95, 100-year-old guys. Yeah. And there's women as well, obviously, Korean War vets, and they're starting to make plans for Vietnam vets as well. You got to remember, we got some Vietnam vets who are 70 years old.
Yep. 70 years old, and I work with a ton of Vietnam veterans that come to us for VA loans, and there are a lot of men and women that are really, really messed up, PTSD, and Agent Orange. Okay, I work with a guy that was loading Agent Orange onto the B-52 bombers to get sprayed. And he was telling me story how the stuff was just oozing out of the 55-gallon drums and nobody thought anything of it. And they're handling the stuff with bare hands.
Same thing. I've talked to veterans who had a similar experience. In the 60s, I guess.
Right.
You'd handle this stuff that would literally have the cartoon skull and crossbones on it. No gloves.
No shirt on. Nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
With a cigarette in your mouth.
Yeah, with a cigarette. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So, if you can help Honor Flight, you're going to help make sure vets get to see the memorial built for them in their lifetime.
Yes.
If you can help Rags of Honor, you're going to and Veteran Roasters, you're going to help keep a cup of Joe.
That's right.
Yeah, cup of Joe. You're going to help keep vets off the street. Veterans should never be homeless. And Brandon, anything else you want to mention before I turn all our microphones off?
No, I just want to thank you, Steve, and all your team for your support. This is fantastic, and happy Veterans Day to all those veterans out there.
Happy Veterans Day.
Big Chicago ceremony at Soldier Field tomorrow as well. 11 a.m. at Soldier Field is the city's Veterans Day ceremony.
A little coffee going there.
Yes. Yep. Last thing I want to do is give a shout-out to the mayor. When I started Rags of Honor, there were about 3,000 homeless veterans in Chicago. They're under 400 now, and that's because people like Victor and the mayor found the money, borrowed the money, and made sure that they got people off the streets and in a place to live. And the mayor never talks about it.
Nope.
He doesn't take credit for it. He should get a whole lot of credit
for
making a dent.
Completely agree. Thank you. Get a coat.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Music is a world within itself. The language we all understand.
9:15, and my old friend Jake Johansson's here.
Thanks for having me.
And my old friend Tim Meadows is here, but Tim and I don't see each other very often. Jake and I actually have a place together.
Wow,
Canada.
That's nice to know.
It's in Canada.
The laws are different up there.
And Tim, you can come by if you need a place anytime. Saskatoon.
Okay, yeah, I'll be up there soon.
It's just fun to say.
I've actually never gotten up there. Steve got me to write a check, and he's mostly up there on his own.
Hey, you know what happened to me? I'm minding my own business. I'm not hurting anybody. And we have this thing called Antenna TV that Tribune owns. It's one of these tax dodge scam channels that we have. And they run all the old Johnny Carsons. And there you are, your first ever hit on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
And I'm just sitting there watching you, thinking, that's Jake right there. His first time on Carson. Do you have any recollection of that?
Well, I have a vague recollection. I remember that time. It was exciting to be doing it. I'd already done Letterman, so I'm doing the Tonight Show. My manager, it's in L.A., so everybody, all your people can come and act like they're helping you.
Yeah.
They want to come to the Tonight Show to help you be on the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
So right before I'm going to go out, they're going to open the curtain. The band's playing. They're coming back from commercial, and Johnny's going to introduce me for the first time on the Tonight Show. My manager goes, Jake. And I'm looking. I look over at him like I'm getting ready to go through the curtain. I go, "What?" He says, "Don't f this up." That was his helper advice. So
that is sweet.
That's sweet.
It's really helpful.
Story.
How long did he work with you?
He's got Alzheimer's now.
I'm sorry to hear that. But how long did he work with you?
For a few years.
Oh, really?
He was my manager for a few years. It could have been a mistake to let him go, but he did. He had some good. So that Antenna TV, they tweet out to you that you're going to be on the show that night. And so not that one, but another appearance on The Tonight Show. They tweeted out, and it turns out I had forgotten this. I had forgotten that I was on The Tonight Show with Richard Pryor.
Whoa.
Yeah,
how could you forget that you were on with
Until
Pryor?
I saw the tweet. I don't know how
Who
I did
Who are
that.
You? You
I
have
know.
Changed.
It was like the worst. Like, I wish I had a story about that, but my story is the worst story. It's like I forgot I was on The Tonight Show with Richard Pryor.
Was he hosting, or was he?
No, he was a guest, and he was on.
He was plugging one of the Gene Wilder movies, right?
He was on with his daughter, and they must have released some commemorative. I need to go back and watch it, but I don't think I have Antenna TV in my package. And the Johnny Carson organization is pretty tough about, like, you can't just go online and watch this stuff.
No, it's a mob operation. Mm. Yeah, completely. Well. Let me tell you what's going on. Jake's going to be at Zany's December 1st through the 3rd. Is that right?
It's now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Why are you here if it's December 1st and
no,
the 3rd?
No, it's now. I'm there now. I'm at Zany's downtown tonight, and then I'm out in Rosemont tomorrow night. I don't even know what the dates are, but if you're listening to this, it's today and tomorrow.
Is
this available on the internet?
My notes are never wrong. You can't appear now until December 1st and 3rd because of my public proclamation.
Well, I'll try and come back, but I think I have another gig that weekend.
It would be the oddest thing if you just swing in. Yeah. So tonight on Wells.
Tonight on Wells Street, there's two shows, 8 and 10:30.
Yes.
But you can check the internet for those show times. And then tomorrow night in Rosemont. It's nice because they drive you to you're practically at the airport.
Right.
And then you do your shows and then you get on an airplane and you go
home. Well, if it doesn't go well, they can get you out of town really quickly.
Man, don't you ever wish, Tim, that they had a flight like after that late show Saturday? Mm-hmm. I would so go to the airport and get on a plane at 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
just
I would too.
See you later.
Tim Meadows got a brand new, and by the way, congratulations on this because I think this, am I right about this? CBS All Access is their first commitment to comedy?
It's their first sitcom it's the first comedy show for the CBS streaming
side. Called No Activity. What's the premise?
Premise is two cops on a stakeout watching two criminals in a warehouse. And the conversations that happen between two people sitting around with nothing to do but waste time.
Right.
It was originally an Australian TV show. And the Funny or Die people bought it and brought it here.
What have they done?
I don't know.
Yeah, fairly successful. Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, who are you on with? Who's your co-star?
Pat Bramall, who is the Australian actor who created the show.
I don't know. You love him? He's great.
I love him. Yeah, he was fun. It was funny because he did an American accent.
Was he good? Was convincing?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. But it was weird because he would do it all day long. Like, he would never drop the accent, so we'd be eating lunch, and he would still be talking like an American.
Right,
if I was doing an Australian accent, I'd have to do it all day long.
Yeah, because you're afraid you'd drop it, right? You're afraid you'd lose it?
Yeah, I guess he must. But it seems like American or English, I don't know, American accents seem like it would be easy to just drop and do. I can't even do an Australian accent.
I can't even do an American accent.
Hello, matey.
Yes.
No. Is that something? What is
like
that?
A pirate.
I don't know about that. I feel like that could be English. Yeah, but it's obvious to them that we're messing it up.
Yes.
And that's why I wouldn't be up for that. God bless him. He's doing it.
Yeah. I never said anything like shrimp on the Barbie or anything.
They don't
like
even
that,
say that
here's
over
one,
there is what I heard. They don't even say that.
Have you been to Australia?
I've been to Australia, so they taught me say rise up lights. Like rise up lights. It's razor blades.
Rise Up Lights.
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 See?
Rise Up Lights. Rise Up Lights.
20 minutes to master that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
People are driving in their car doing that right now.
Yeah.
Rise Up Light.
Rise Up Lights.
They go to work and annoy their friends, come home tonight, annoy their family all weekend. Rise Up Lights.
I don't think you're saying it right.
Well, you're so judgmental about my Australian accent.
Well, I think that's what this segment is all about.
You're not coming to Saskatoon next time. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, I don't have the exact address.
Again, don't come to Zany's December 1st to 3rd to see Jake Johansson.
No,
he's not
come tonight.
Come tonight
and then
tomorrow.
Also tomorrow. But there's probably a great show there December 1st and 3rd. But
always
I
is.
Can't. What has that person ever done to help me?
Zero.
Yeah, so I'm not into that.
And I know it's not me. I'm not there December 1st.
That's
so.
Good. Do you know where you're going to be December 1st and 3rd?
December 1st, I'll be Zany's at the airport. Is that one?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
That's the Rosemont Zany's. Yeah. That is the airport Zany's.
Airport Zany's.
In the lobby of the hotel where they put you up for the Rosemont Zany's, mm-hmm. there's a board that with the flights. This is the gate where your flight to L.A. is in the lobby
in
of the
hotel.
Hotel. That's how
so
close
sweet.
We are to the airport.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
CBS All Access, when can we get the show? Is it up now?
It starts on the 12th. And then they roll out a new show every week.
12th November or December?
November.
Okay, so this weekend.
Yeah, I would not be here for December 12th.
No, we're
show.
Promoting December shows.
I should leave, guys, because I got nothing to promote in December.
Oh, you got a light month?
Very light month in December, yeah.
We just found out we live right next to each other. Well, not right next to each other, but pretty
close
in L.A.
Yeah.
But you guys have met before, right? Before the green room today?
Well, we met before in the green room.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you knew each other.
I think maybe we've crossed paths, but not really had a conversation or anything.
Well, that's wild.
Yeah. And we live really close to each other.
I feel like a mm-hmm. Jewish comedy mother. I just put you two together. Yeah.
Or just a comedy mother is fine.
Yeah. I don't know why you had to put the Jewish thing in there.
Yeah.
It's just a cliche. I don't know if you two
are
get
you
out much.
You're not Jewish.
I could be. It's 9:23.
Anybody could be. You have to ask three times, I hear.
Is that right?
Yeah, they won't just let you in right away. You say, I'd like to convert to Judaism. They go, no, we're not accepting any applicants.
Serious
you
enough.
Have to ask three times.
Three times?
Yeah.
I should have written that down. It's 9:23 more with Jake and Tim Meadows, who's threatening to leave, but we're going to try to keep him around for a little bit. It is snowing and accumulating in downtown Chicago.
It looks like a snow globe in here.
I can't agree with this.
It was nice yesterday, so I don't know what kind of infraction somebody committed.
Every year at this time, it gets cold and it snows. It's almost like a pattern.
This is God punishing Chicago for dyeing that river green.
All right. Yeah. We'll take that as well. Yeah, good point. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Tim Meadows is here. No Activity, a comedy series. Yes, that's right. He's doing comedy. And it's from the people that bring you Funny or Die. CBS All Access is his first original comedy. Premiere is again when?
On November 12th.
What time? Whenever I want. Like at midnight, could I get it?
I think you can get it November 11th after midnight, but that's still November 12th.
And do they do the whole series thing so you could, just binge watch it like the kids?
No, they roll it out one episode every week.
I feel like that's a mistake on their part. I know you can't weigh in on this, but I think they should put it out all at once.
Yeah.
I'll do all your shows, Jake.
I'll tell them.
All your shows are being released tonight, tonight and tomorrow night.
Well,
shows.
Look, there's probably somebody videotaping this with their phone. It's going to be on the internet later. Yeah. You can't control anything.
It's not just somebody. It's Andrea.
Yeah, that's how the only way to make money now as an entertainer is to charge people to get into a room where you are and then talk to them for an hour.
I get sponsors that's lined why, up outside.
That's why I'm doing the Zany's, because that's just how I have it figured out. I'm like an old guy. Just give me $20 and I'll talk to you for an hour. That's how I do it.
Zany's on Wells tonight for Jake at 8:30 and 10:30, 7 and 9:30 in Rosemont. Tomorrow night, Zany's.com for tickets. Have you guys ever come close to doing anything together? I know you haven't done a bunch of acting, but you've
done
shows.
This is the beginning of our future.
Are you pitching Tim projects?
This is our farewell tour.
Really?
That hurts. I thought we were just getting started, but we're also wrapping it up.
Yeah, so. Tonight is Zany's. I'll come up. I'll go open and do like 20 minutes, and then I'll leave.
Yeah, and then walk on for Jake on No Activity?
Well, it's too late for that, but maybe next season.
Yeah, it's too late. They already shot it. But if I think I can buy advertising space on the show online. I'll be able to do my own show inside of their show.
Yeah, you can, probably. I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
How are the families? Your family good? How's your little girl?
Yeah, she's good. She's 13. She's not little anymore. She's
13.
Tall. She's playing basketball. She's 13.
Did you dig the moat around the house to keep the boys away and all that?
We're not having that with boys right now. No, she's not moat. Super
the
into
moat.
The boys.
Dig the moat. The moat to protect her.
I think I'm just going to go old school.
Go to moat.com. It's my, yeah, it's my website. Yeah, come out and dig your moat.
Well, she is concerned now that we're monitoring. We got this app now. So she's got her first phone, and there's an app that you can get called Life 360, so you know where her phone is at all times. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you right now she's at school.
Except you don't know how many burner phones she has.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, she left it with a friend.
I told her she's got to pay for college, so however she figures out how to do that. You know,
she in the phase where she argues with her mother about everything and then comes to you because, you know, she knows she'll get her way?
No, I try not to get involved in between that, but they do argue a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. They both seem to enjoy it, so.
So it's like a family activity.
I keep telling my wife, you know, she is 13, and you are a grown-up. You can't, how can you be this mad about what shorts she wants to wear to school? How can this make you that mad?
Tim, you have kids, right?
Yeah, I have two sons, two boys.
And how old are they?
They are 14 and 16, soon to be 17.
Still sponging off here, or are they out there working?
They're sponging, but it's a good sponge. I don't mind it right now.
And so 14, 16, what is it, junior and a freshman kind of age?
Yes, freshman in high school. And my oldest son goes to Lane Tech, which is a school here in Chicago.
Yeah.
He's 6'1", which surprised me and my ex-wife that he got so tall. He is mine, though. I'm positive he's my kid.
Right.
But how do you know? Did you have him tested? The way you said that you're positive makes me...
I saw you on Maury Povich. It worked out well for you.
Well, no, I trust... Yeah. I remember the night that it all happened.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I'm 75% sure he's my kid.
Yeah.
It's a sweet story to tell him soon.
Yeah. I'm saving it for his...
Yeah, for the right moment.
For his wedding night.
And what are the kids into? What are your kids into?
My oldest son is into swimming. He's on the swim team there in Lane and water polo. He's the first in a long line of medals is in the water polo field. Right. I was surprised that happened.
Were you a water polo guy too?
No, I didn't even know what water polo was, and I thought it was like a made up game. Like,
it sort of is a made up
horses
game.
In water. Okay, yeah. But no, he digs it. He's really good at it, and
the 14-year-old.
14-year-old is into basketball.
So you got a couple of jocks, a couple of athletes.
Yeah. The oldest one is getting into plays. He does plays also. So he did a play at Lane Tech recently called Blythe Spirit by Noel Coward. And it was interesting to watch. Kids, they sort of try to keep it to the original script.
Right.
You know?
And it's about grown-ups.
Yeah, it's about grown-ups. And it's smoking and drinking all through the play. So you got kids like pretending to light up cigarettes who don't smoke at all.
Right.
And they're like fidgeting with the cigarettes and lighting it as like no person would ever light a cigarette.
Well, since you and Jake are refusing now to work with each other since you've done this show, maybe your son and your daughter. Is your daughter in the show business at all?
She is. I think she's going to sign up for this thing that they're doing at a junior high in L.A. to do Santa Monica, to do a play. They do a musical. But it's like every musical, you know, it's great if you get a big part. Mm-hmm. But if you're like the reporter or the grocery store clerk.
Well, I've got the perfect vehicle for this because I've got a new off Netflix channel. It's like off Broadway, but it's off Netflix. It's not quite Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going
to
be great.
Yeah. Well, I'd be happy to get my daughter in a series that I just shoot on my phone. I just shoot it on my phone. And you have to watch it on my phone, too. I edit it, and then you meet me on the street and ask to see it. And I go, okay, well, let's sit down.
Can we pay you to watch it, too?
Is that okay? You have to pay.
There you go.
Yeah, you have to pay.
Money in there somewhere.
You would not believe what they're charging to sit here. One more blatant plug with you guys when we come back. Stand by for that. But first, the big story next on 720 WGN and CLTV.
WGN Sports is sponsored by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College basketball tips off tonight. Northwestern opens play at Allstate Arena against Loyola Maryland right here on WGN at 7:15. We've got Northwestern football tomorrow. The Wildcats hosting Purdue. You'll hear that game over on AM 1160.
Tim's a Chicago guy. Tim, can we get you to the Northwestern? Are you a Northwestern fan? I mean, can we get you all wired and crazed up about that?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, good try.
Disappoint you. You can try. It's not going to work.
Well, no, I don't feel like I want to try now. I mean, well, I just don't feel like you're willing
I want to you to try now because it seemed sort of exciting at
well,
first.
Well, Dave is the voice of Northwestern football.
That's okay. I mean,
congratulations.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
It's a great school.
It's been 30 years, but you hadn't had a chance to say it until now.
No, no. I've been meaning to get a message to you for the past 30 years.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, really good work. Those Northwestern games are so – and they're having a good season, right? They won some games.
Yeah, they are.
They're playing Purdue this week.
And the basketball team is going to be really good, and they start tonight.
Do you cover basketball, too?
I do.
Oh, great.
I do.
Yeah. You're my best friend then. Cool.
Yeah, well, are you going to come to a game?
I'd love to come to a basketball game.
Oh, okay. We can make that
happen.
So
we'll hook you up with tickets.
He will?
Yeah, he will.
Okay.
I will. Absolutely.
Right. This is one of those fake showbiz things.
No.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, we're going to hang out after the show, and then you never hear from him again.
Oh, yeah.
Did Johnny do that to you when you were on the Carson show?
No, he doesn't even play like that.
No?
You know you're never going to see him again until the next time you're on.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, back to you.
Okay, I meant it sincerely. The NBA, anyway, we'll have both those games, and again, the basketball game tonight, 7:05 for the pregame here on WGN. The NBA is expected to announce today Chicago will host the All-Star game in 2020 at the United Center. The drought continues for the Blackhawks, 2 goals or less in 9 of the last 12 games. They're back at 500 after losing in Philadelphia 3-1. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report, Connor Murphy, the only goal for the Blackhawks who play on the road again tomorrow at Carolina. Thursday night football, Seattle over Arizona, 22-16, but Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman out for the year after rupturing his Achilles tendon. Bears great Joe Fortunato, part of the 1963 championship team, has died. He was 87. Danny Trevathan among the Bears sidelined by injury at practice yesterday, leaving his status iffy for Sunday against the Packers. And former Bear Martellus Bennett cut this week by Green Bay, picked up by the Patriots. But now comes an ESPN report that Bennett was playing with a torn labrum and a torn rotator cuff. The Cats return to Ryan Field Saturday to take on the Purdue Boilermakers at 6 p.m. Tim's going to be there. Get your tickets now by visiting nusports.com. I'm Dave Edit, WGA Sports.
Yes, I just have a question. What's a labrum?
A labrum?
It's in your shoulder.
Dave, stand up. On the anatomically correct poster of Dave, where would your labrum be?
Well, your rotator cuff's here. Your labrum is somewhere in that general area.
Okay. Yeah. Right. You have any other questions about anatomy?
No, that's all.
I got to jump on WebMD, Jake. I could give you a better answer.
This is a great thing about Chicago. Not only do you give the Chicago teams, but you also talk about players who used to play in Chicago and now are three teams away and what they're up to. That's
because we never forget them around here.
It's nice. Yeah. It's nice.
Well, Dave also has a weird form of payola. Every time he mentions labrum, he gets $100. Yeah, he works right into every story.
National Labor Institute.
Right. Yeah. He licenses it. Are we taking a break? What are we doing?
No, we'll do a little weather forecast. It's snowing out there. This is going to be about an inch of accumulation, possibly a little bit more today. A high of 33, tonight's low 25. Saturday, cloudy, a high of 40. And Sunday, rain in the morning ahead of the Bears game. Mostly cloudy then for the rest of the day with a high of 43 degrees. Our current conditions. Right now, it is snowing. 19 at O'Hare, 21 at Midway, 26 along the lakefront. Wind chill now 6 above. Your next news update will be at 10 o'clock. I'm Andrea Darlis on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I recently hurt myself while I was asleep. Yeah, if that's never happened to you, the way it works is you go to bed, you're fine, you feel great. And then you wake up and you've got like an athletic type injury. And, you know, it hurt like you ran to first base too fast or something. So you walk around and people can notice it and they'll say something to you like, oh, what happened to you? And that's when it gets kind of weird because you're like, I don't know, because I was asleep at the time. And that's bad because normally, you know, if you hurt yourself, you'd like to be able to say, well, I'm not doing that again. Right, but I'm not sure what it was. And I have to sleep tonight.
That's a good point. It's a problem.
Every night I face danger. Look it right in the eye.
Jake Johansson on Wells tonight. Not just on Wells. You actually be in the club at Zanies, 8:30 and 10:30. Rosemont tomorrow night, 7 to 9:30, zanies.com. Tim Meadows, new activity. No, Steve, no activity. Brand new sitcom on CBS All Access. We believe you'll be able to download that as soon as midnight tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think it's streaming. I don't think you can download it.
Oh, stream it.
Yeah,
but it's on the 12th.
Steve doesn't know the difference between those two things.
Oh yeah.
But watch this. Oh, it's streaming.
Yeah. You sound like you know what you're talking about.
It's internet-y. Yeah. It's internet-y.
Which internet is it on? The main one?
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, the main
it's
one.
It's on the big one.
You doing any stand-up anymore?
I do. Yeah. I was performing in Reno, Lake Tahoe last weekend to sold-out crowds at the Laugh Factory.
Who demanded more?
They loved me there. It was really fun, and that was where I did the guy asked me to do 39 minutes.
We were talking about this off the air. Before you go up on stage as a stand-up, you have a certain amount of time you're supposed to do, and the headliner's usually 40, 45, maybe an hour. Jake does a six-hour show, which you're really going to enjoy.
Well, it is. It's got to be funny for people listening who have regular jobs where you get there in the morning and you're there for 8 hours, plus an hour of lunch, and we're at a job where they're like, could you just do work for 39 minutes?
But 39 is just such a weird time, amount of time to tell you to do.
Yeah, I thought it caught me by surprise, but I was very happy because I can do an hour plus, but for somebody to go, we're going to pay you the same amount, but we want you to do like, you know, a quarter less of what you usually do.
And then that extra 21 minutes, that's your time.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Tim time. We call that Tim
time. I'm going to walk around the casino and just chill out.
Now, you get usually a guy in the back with a flashlight that shines it in your eyes. So at 35 minutes, do they give you the light?
Yeah, he said, 30. Can you do 39? I smiled and said, yeah, I can definitely do 39. And then I said, give me a light at like 37. I'm going to wrap it up as soon as I see that light.
Right.
And that's what I did. He flashed it, and I was like, well, people, it was fun. Let's review what we talked about tonight.
Right.
And then I just closed up.
And then he had 6 minutes to clear the place and get him back in the casino.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. I had a great moment, though, this past show. A guy threw up during my show, which was really fun.
As a tribute?
That's nice.
I don't know. It wasn't a tribute to me. That would have been nice. But he just got sick. And then he sort of like passed out in a way, you know, like he's on the ground.
Not good.
And the people around him were like, you know, trying to help him up. And I was like just trying. I was like, hey, is he okay? You know, and they were like, yeah, go ahead and keep doing your show.
It's a weird kind of entertainment that we're in.
Yeah.
Kind of stand-up comedy. Like, nobody's getting pass out, throw up drunk on a Broadway show.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that ever happens.
Yeah.
But people do it at comedy clubs. It's all not the all the time. But in the course of a year, somebody's going to throw up.
Yeah. This guy passed out. It was crazy, man. And I felt like I should, you know, do something. You know what I mean? Like,
hopefully.
Right, but if his friends are going, tell your jokes.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to
do? They were like, go ahead and do the Don Cheadle bit you were doing.
You know? like, well, turn his head sideways so he doesn't drown in his own vomit. And then I'll go on with my show.
And then I'll keep going, yeah.
You got a favorite stage story, something happened in the audience?
I was in St. Louis one time. Just this story reminded me of that. And, you know, sometimes there'll be people coming into the show, and you can tell that they are going to get thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just say, look, you can't come in, you're drunk, because that they don't believe it.
No.
Right.
So you have to let them come in, and then you have to tell them to be quiet, and then you have to let them disobey, and then you throw them out. So it's like...
It's a four-step process.
It's like 10 guys or something. So the door guy throws them out, and then he notices that they left a guy. There's a guy on the floor, like passed out, that they just left there.
They left a guy. They didn't leave a phone. They didn't leave a wallet. They didn't leave a coat. They left a guy.
And when the door guy goes over, he realizes why they left him, because not only has he passed out, he's pooped his pants.
Oh, no.
And they didn't want to come back and get him. But
I don't blame him.
You got to come back and get this guy.
No, you don't. Not in that case.
But that's, I like to say that's how funny the show is.
Wow.
That might actually happen.
And what a sweet way for us to end.
Is that going to be the end? I didn't know that was going to be the finale.
Yeah. No, that was our closer.
Yeah.
Well,
great. I told the story about a guy throwing up, and you told a poop story.
Yeah. Congratulations.
If that doesn't make you want to watch No Activity and go to Zany's, I don't know what you're going to do.
Maybe they could stay for 37 more minutes.
39. We'll give them the full 39. You on social media?
I'm. You know what? I'm sort of protesting, and I've gotten off. I have Twitter and.
But you don't care if people follow you or anything.
I don't care. It's locked, so they can ask me to follow them, but ask to follow me, but I don't.
You have to allow people to follow you?
Yeah, I blocked my Twitter because people are just mean.
They are.
Like, you make a comment about anything. And
Twitter's mean.
They will. I got called all kinds of like
I don't even want to say, but it was just horrible. And I was like, okay, enough of this. These are, you're not my fan.
Right.
No, that's
why,
terrible.
Why should
that's
I be, terrible. Be nice to you?
I'm still lucky that people who are following, I'm not famous enough for people to hate me yet.
Oh, good.
So congratulations to you.
Thank you. I made that level.
But it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you want to plug any social media or just Jake? Yeah,
well, I'm at Jake This on Twitter, and my website's jakethis.com, and you can unlike me on Facebook, but you have to like me first before you can unlike me.
Right. Dang. It'd be cool if the guy that nearly died at your show was following you. You know, it's a special connection between the two.
He didn't nearly die. He just passed out and pooped.
Oh, you don't know that. You didn't pick him up.
I didn't. No, I don't touch people who I don't know if that's happened to them.
I don't blame you.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. I'm a compassionate person. I've got a heart.
It's a good rule to follow.
But he brought it. I have to say that he brought all of that. He overserved himself.
Yeah. Well, we hope that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what happened.
Was the next audience after that like, what's the smell in here?
It can't be.
You know, the funny thing is, I only know this after the show. The rest of the show was going great, and they were in the back.
Yeah.
So I only heard the story when I was finished. But all this happened while I was on stage.
You know what it goes to, and this is a better place to end, right? Tip your waiters and waitresses, not just on this show. Each morning. Mm. But the people that work those tables at comedy clubs, I think it's some of the tougher waiting jobs you're ever going to have. So be nice to those servers.
Well, look, everybody wants to be a big shot. This is what I would say. Everybody wants to be a big shot, right? Everybody wants to be Donald Trump or some kind of millionaire.
He's not a great example.
They don't want to be him. But everybody wants to be Richard Branson. And all it costs to be a big shot is a couple bucks. You know, whatever tip you were going to leave, throw a couple extra bucks on there. You're a hero. You're a big shot.
That's a great point.
It's the best value going.
That's a great point. It's well said.
Yeah.
Tim, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you.
Yeah. And tell the boys hi. Good luck with them.
Thank you.
Lane Tecker, right?
Yep.
And good luck with your daughter and her incredible fights with her mom.
I'm going to need a lot of luck.
You know what we could do, Jake, is we could have our kids play basketball against each other. My 14-year-old boy is a basketball player.
Oh, if he comes out, my daughter does this clinic. Seriously, it's a fun thing.
We'll exchange.
That would be good. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be a cage match. Can we end on that?
No, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot it on my phone, and you can pay me $20 to sit down next to me and watch it.
You guys should talk about your landscaping.
And I can help you get hooked up into Tim's social media. Okay. I like to think if I gave vouch for somebody, you would let them
I would let
you.
Them in, yes.
Yeah.
If you guys could pause for just a second. It's 9:55. We're back in a moment, but these guys will be gone on 720 WGN.